The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome to episode number 84. It is Monday, the first day of November. We are on the eve of daylight savings time coming up a week from today. But more importantly, a lot of great breaking news in the world of bodybuilding, not to mention we are officially going into winter and the holiday season. Hope everybody had a great Halloween. I'm not sure if everybody went out and dressed up. I certainly didn't. I stayed home, and the girls went out and brought me back all my favorite sweets. But speaking of sweet, let's move it on over to Florida, where we've got a promoter from the past who's coming back to lay the foundation with some breaking news in the industry of bodybuilding that is going to be mutually beneficial to those 40-plus-year-old bodybuilding icons and legends. Let's bring on Yarka from Florida. Yarka, welcome to MD Radio.
Hello, this is Yarka. Hello, everyone.
Yarka, you laid the foundation in this business back, I believe, in like 1998. You promoted the Miss Olympia Championships?
Absolutely. I tried my best in the 90s, from like 1994 to 1999. I had several events a year in Europe for American athletes, and the best was Miss Olympia 98 in Prague.
Well, let's get it straight. The accent is not a U.S.-born accent. You are from Prague, Poland?
You know, I'm from Czechoslovakia, but I always say because I've been in California before, Miami, so I am saying everyone, I am Czechoslovakian from California.
Right. And now you're out in Florida, and you've got some pretty interesting news that transpired over the weekend of the national championships out there in Florida. You had a big powwow with Jim Mannion and Robin Chang and Bob Chicarillo. Why don't you be the first one to tell us what's coming up in December of 2011?
I want to tell everyone the big news that I am promoting the biggest event ever for me. And it will be December 10, 2011, Pro World Masters Pro Invitation. And why is very special for me that I'm coming back for my big guys, what I love you all from 90s, remember Sean Ray, big guy. And big also for this that I'm offering incredible prize money, $240,000, and because I want everybody who was best to come back for this contest. Yeah. And I just think I love the bodybuilder bodybuilding of the past a little bit. I love the guys what everybody knows the name, you know, back and forth, and they was on the top several years. It was incredible era, and now the young guys, I love them of course as well. But it's the foundation I want to just bring back, and I want to give them possibility to compete against each. Like compete just to present the incredible maturity of the muscle.
Sweet. And Yarka, where did this idea come from? Once again, it's one of those things where the last Masters bodybuilding champion we had was Don Youngblood, I believe it was back in 2002, the late Don Youngblood. Where did the concept come from and why now?
I will tell you something. I have I come back from my retirement. I open a small gym here in Miami Beach, and I just said, you know, Yarka, you love this job, and I preparing myself for a PhD of in the this is of public PhD in public health, and I said, why you don't do just some great work and put some good thesis together about bodybuilding? And I put together a very nice little work, and I make extract of this work, and I'm publishing book. And the book is about great big guys. The book is named Extreme Power, Pumping Iron with the Legends. And I put to this book all these guys from 90s, you know, like very beautiful era of bodybuilding, what I love. And when I publishing the book, it came to me, you know, Yarka, you have to give something back to bodybuilding to make conclusion of everything what you ever done. And because of bodybuilding and because of Joe Weider, I came as many athletes around. I came to America because of bodybuilding, because I was the promoter at the time. And, you know, I have two American grandkids, two Czech grandkids. And for me, it's been an incredible journey to stay and live here in America. And I said, you know what? I will give them something back. So the profit from the book, I will give to the prize money. That was the original idea. But
yeah, well, we only have a one-hour show. We've got lots of guests ahead of us. What I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to follow up with a muscular development online interview where we can get a little bit more in-depth. And, of course, we're going to bring you back as the show progresses. We're looking at December the 11th of 2011, where we're going to try to bring back some of the legendary bodybuilders of yesterday's past through Yarka. Yarka, thank you for calling in.
Perfect. Thank you to have me here.
All right. Thank you. One of the people more passionate about the sport of bodybuilding, and obviously doesn't want to lose any of the crown jewels and give them some incentive by coughing up the big bucks. Hopefully we can all get inspired by those 40-plus bodybuilders, bringing it back to the stage once again. But really quick, let's shift gears and move it out to Las Vegas this Saturday night. November the 6th, out at the Cashman Theater, we're going to have the Las Vegas Classic. We've got Stevie Carr, one of the bodybuilding promoters out there in hot Las Vegas, putting it all together. Stevie Carr, welcome to MD Radio.
Thank you, Sugar Sean Ray.
Well, we've got the Las Vegas Classic coming up by the law offices of Glenn Lerner, bodybuilding, fitness, figure, and bikini. Tell me a little bit about what's going down this Saturday night, bro.
Well, this is the 21st annual Las Vegas Classic, and with at the addition of bikini, the show is absolutely blown up off the hook. Right now, I'll have close to 200 competitors doing this show in those classes, and the quality is outstanding. Actually, four of the guys that have won my show placed really great at the USA this year. My one light heavyweight came in third. My heavyweight won the heavyweight. My middleweight came in second, and my lightweight won the lightweight. So when you come here, come in shape because you're going to have some great competition.
No doubt. And again, the bikini class is the one that's blown up. This is a national qualifier, meaning that 2011, the winners of these competitions will be able to compete in and for an IFBB Pro Card at either the USA's National North America Championships or the National Championships. Any other surprises that we're going to have? This is one of the last contests of the year in Las Vegas. I know we have the USA's out there every year, and, of course, the Mr. Olympia held out there at the Orleans, the home of Jay Cutler, who Stevie, by the way, I just found out is in Holland. He won't be back till mid-December. But Robert Bernica, our current reigning and defending national champion, will be in attendance, and possibly the Big Bad Wolf is going to be coming out there to support your show. Any other guys going to be dropping by?
You know what, Chris? Sean, we always get a lot of surprises because a lot of guys come from California. Chris Cormier, Flex Wheeler, you know, they're in Vegas.
Yeah.
So they're down here, and they just drop into the show and make it a weekend.
Well, no doubt, it's a weekend, it will be, and I'll be at the microphone rocking it for all those bodybuilders out there in Las Vegas, especially the loaded house full of bikini chicks and more. We're going to have the Fitzgerald's Casino and Hotel. For more information, Stevie, where can they go?
You can reach me at my office number, MPC office in Las Vegas, area code 702-367-2937.
Yep, or you can visit the website at npclasvegasclassic.com. See you on Saturday, Steve.
Okay, Sean, have a good one.
Right on. That's a solid dude right there calling from Vegas, putting it down 20-some-odd years in the NPC up there, making it possible for those future would-be professionals like the one coming up, the Big Bad Robert Bernica, our reigning and defending national champion. Welcome to MD Radio, Robert.
Hey, Sean. How are we doing?
Hey, man, we missed you last week because you were doing actually, last week's show was taped, and I was in Russia. But after you won that national title, man, it had to feel good to get the monkey off your back, considering you'd been there a couple of times already.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It feels great because I can move on to next level and probably compete next year at the Mr. Olympia already.
Well, you were talking about the Mr. Olympia at the Nationals after you won. Big Cedric McMillan, last year's overall champion, was standing there toe-to-toe with you saying, hey, man, I look forward to seeing you in New York. Are you going to jump in that New York Pro Show and try to mix things up with him and Jason Ha?
Oh, you know what? We were thinking about it, about New York Pro, but it's a little bit, I think, too close for me. I decided to do a Europa Show in Connecticut in July. So Connecticut, I lived over there for 9 years. It was all my people. I got a lot of fans over there, so I think I'm going to do that show. So I'm going to have, like, 6 months good off-season and put some size on.
Yeah, you just want more time to eat. You don't sound like you've got a freaking Connecticut accent. Where are you from? Talk to your fans.
Yeah, I'm from Lithuania originally. Been living in the States already 10 years, but Eastern Europe.
Lithuania, 10 years in the States. You're training with the big bad wolf out there in Vegas. How instrumental was that training with Dennis Wolf? I know you said you took some time off to go back to visit family, and you jumped in this contest, not with a full contest preparation under your belt, but yet you looked the best that you'd look. How was the training with Dennis?
Oh, it was great. You know, Dennis is a great partner and a friend as well. So we fit really well in our workouts, no playing around. So we work things out very good, you know.
Who's stronger?
Exactly.
Who's stronger, you or him?
No, we're both strong, so.
Both strong. Yeah, I mean, so if you guys are going for a bench press contest, would you beat his ass, or?
You know, probably.
Is he sitting right next to you right now?
No, actually, no. We just came back from the gym, so.
All right, well, you just got your feet wet. You won your pro card. Do you think at some point in time you're going to get a call out next to him on stage?
Next to him?
Yeah. You think one day you'll be getting called out standing next to your training partner?
Oh, you know, maybe one day. I'm not to the level maybe yet, but.
Tell me one more thing about your training partner. This guy was, like, out of the top 15 at the Olympia last year. He winds up in fifth this year. I mean, what do you make of that? I mean, is he a fighter or what? Is he the real deal?
Of course he's a fighter. It's no doubt about that. You know, we all have, like, sometimes bad times and good times. It's, you know, it's bodybuilding, so it not always works out, you know, on the top of the game. So
what happens in going into 2011? Will you guys change your approach to training together now that you're kind of leveling the playing field and you're going to be competing one day against each other? Will you try to, like, beat them up in the gym even more now?
Oh, we basically just started. Today was our first workout back because Dennis was in Germany for a couple of weeks. So we didn't train together, and we're just getting back to the gym, basically.
But we took it easy on him. You took it easy on him today?
Yeah, today we're taking it easy.
We're going to be out there this weekend with the MD cameras to follow you and your boy Dennis Wolf through a workout. So tell Dennis he better catch up real quick because we're going to find out who's the biggest and the baddest in Gold's Gym out there this Saturday. And we'll see you at the Las Vegas Championships. Congratulations, champ.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, that's the quiet and mild Lithuanian, Robert Bernica, calling in by way of Las Vegas. We're going to take a commercial break coming up shortly. We're going to talk about one of bodybuilding's comeback stories. A few years ago, this guy was on top of the bodybuilding world in the top five a couple of times. But prior to that, what a lot of people don't remember is this guy didn't start out as a top 10 bodybuilder. He worked his way into the top 10, climbed up into the top five position, wound up getting a couple fourths and maybe even a fifth in there. But this guy was off the radar last year. He was out of the top 15, came out, got rid of all the gurus. He had all kind of excuses from here to eternity, but the one thing that he couldn't do this year was point a finger because he decided after the New York Pro where he got third place back in May of this year that he was going to do the business of bodybuilding, and he did it in spades, winding up in the top five once again, comfortably qualifying for next year's Mr. Olympia the weekend of September 16th and 17th out in Las Vegas. He won't have to travel very far because that's where he lives now, and he's putting it down with big Robert Bernica. Let's take our commercial break and come back with the big bad woo right after this message. Happy Halloween.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength. strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This guy's kick! Again! Come on now, let's kick it! Finish it?
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now. Finish it off.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys. All right, I told you we were going to come back with a big bad wolf after the commercial break. But to set things off, let's go back to 2006, where we saw Dennis Wolf compete in his first Mr. Olympia and land squarely in 16th place, a position that he was familiar with. One short year ago, he came on in 07, wound up getting in third place, and won the Keystone Pro Championships out there in Pittsburgh. That's his first and only victory. And, of course, he went on to the Mr. Olympia, placing fifth place in 2007, fourth place in 2008. Of course, he fell off the bandwagon back a year ago in 16th. And then, of course, this guy came out of nowhere, once again, just as we wrote him off, and he winds up placing third in New York and winds up squarely in fifth place to round out the season. Dennis Wolf, welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean. How's it going?
Dennis, you're back. You're back in the gym. You had your first workout today with Robert Bernica. Did you go back home to Germany and spend some time there? Is that what you did?
Yeah. I spent 16 days in Germany just, you know, seeing family, friends. Just enjoy the time after the Olympia. And,
Tell me a little bit about that reception, because I'm sure last year, did you go home last year after you fell out of the top 15?
Of course, because last year I was still living in Germany, and it was the best time for me.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said after you've climbed over that hill once again. Did you ever think, Dennis, after you got third in New York, I'm sure that was a contest this year back in May, that you had thought you were going to walk away and win? At least on paper, you were a favorite. Nobody really saw Rolly Winkler coming out as a rookie pro to steal that title from you and veteran Tony Freeman, Hidetada Yamaguchi. On paper, that was your show to actually lose, and of course you did. You wound up in third, and you had some problems with your guru. It was well publicized on the internet forums, and you even chimed in and were kind of pissed off that you left your fate once again in the hands of someone else, and then you seemed to take control over, you know, the balance of your contest prep for the Olympia, and you wound up in fifth place. Looking back, did you make the right decision?
I think so, yeah. You know, New York was, I thought it's going to be a pretty good show for me, and I show up like in worst condition ever. You know, I was worse than as an amateur in years ago in the past, and it was so sad, and I was so pissed, and you know, and after that I said I never will work with gurus again, and make my own plan like years before as an amateur, and you know, everything worked well with me, and I was not 100% in the Olympia, but you know, it's still place to go. You know, I still have room, and I'm still learning. Right now, I know exactly what to do, how it works, and I'm happy.
You, what are you, 31, 32?
I just turned 32 Saturday.
Yes, you did. One day before Halloween, so the name Wolf, Dennis Wolf, is highly appropriate for the Halloween season. What did you dress up as, a wolf?
No, I just, you know, I was so tired, and I did nothing. It's more American celebration, yeah. So maybe next year.
Yeah, well, Dennis, the bottom line is this, man. A lot of people were kind of saying, this guy, he's just got too much on his frame that he's got to improve. He's got to bring the calves up to match the quads. He's got to bring the lower back thickness in to match up with the back width. He's got to get bigger and fuller all over, another 20, 30 pounds. Seemingly, you look to be bigger when you're actually a little bit more defined. How much did you weigh at the Olympia this year?
I was around 260.
What do you think is going to be ideal for you? Because clearly you're a diamond in the rough and a work in progress. Even at the Olympia, you admit that you weren't at your best, but yet you were fifth. What's going to happen when you hit your best? Do you have any idea like where you think you should be weight-wise to be at the best?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell what kind of weight I'll look the best. You know, probably... Anyway, I have to bring up my weight because I'm 6 foot and, you know, I have room for another 20 pounds at least. And I think, you know, I have a lot of pressure the last couple of years, you know, but if you feel good, if you play in, you know, this league, being in the top five, top four, and then, you know, didn't make the top 15 one year, and people start talking bad about you and you're done or all that, you have a lot of pressure on you. And that was the main thing what I have to handle with, you know. And right now I'm really relaxed, and I do my thing, and I know how to do it and what to do, and I know how it works. But probably my main goal right now is to bring my weight up and, you know, going to Arnold Classic with 270, 275, something like this.
All right, so do you think that people forgot the fact that you had to take that time off to let that hernia surgery, you know, heal and recover? And I'm sure there's limitations on what you could and could not do. And even though you jumped in the New York Pro, you were still on the mend from pretty much a major surgery. And, you know, you're rightfully rewarded for it from the Mr. Olympia contest. So you're saying that basically by the time the Arnold comes around, the first weekend of March, that we should probably see the best Dennis Wolf we've ever seen.
That's the plan. That's the plan. I mean, it was, you know, after the surgery, I thought I feel pretty good, and, you know, my workout was pretty good, but I had whole year, you know, I felt something is wrong, you know, in the area, the whole hernia area, and I couldn't train like before, you know, and after whole year, right now I feel like, you know, everything is healed, and I can do everything without belt, without anything. So right now I feel just, you know, I healed, and, you know, that give me a lot of support right now, just you know, to focus on my workout.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is you have youth on your side, son. You're able to recover a lot faster. Let's talk a little bit about your second time around here. You're no stranger to Team MD. You've been here before. You went over to the other side for a little bit. Tell me about the importance of having, you know, Steve Blackman have faith in what you're doing and you returning to the fold.
I mean, Steve always believed in big athletes, you know, and great athletes, and I would like to thank him for that because he's always believed in me, and he signed me first time in 2006 after a whole year as a pro, and I was happy, you know. And I spent 3 years with MD, and you know, and then just moved to another side, and now I'm back. You know, it's all about promotion, you know, advertising and money. So I think you know, Steve can give me a chance to prove that, you know, I deserve all that.
Well, you know, it's not going to get any easier come March. You're going to run into some serious guys. I know that Dexter Jackson has already thrown his hat into the arena. Phil Heath is still kind of on the bubble. I know Evan Sinopon will be making his debut. What specifically, Dennis, are you going to do between now and March?
Just work my ass off.
Are you going to take it out on Robert Pernica and beat the hell out of him? Because he said he's going to take it all out on you.
Yeah, I mean, we're a good team. We train heavy, and we don't miss a workout. So we always there every day, you know, and just have our breaks between the workouts. You know, whole week is just, you know, training and concentrating, and that's what we do. And you know, you cannot say like, okay, you can train and that's it. You're gonna really concentrate on what you wanna reach, you know, what's your goal and everything like that. And,
well, let me ask you really quick: are you implementing the use of more free weights? Because I rumor had it you were a guy that liked to use machines a lot, and I thought that might have been something that hurt you in terms of depth and thickness and quality to your muscles. Because I was always a free weight guy, and Lee Haney was a free weight guy, and I heard that you were throwing around a lot of machines. Have you changed your style of training at all?
No, I prepared for this year's Olympia a little different than all my last preparations. I did a lot of, you know, drop sets and all that. And I think that helped me a lot. But, you know, to build mass, to build muscle, like now in off-season, I need to train heavier, you know, with free weights and all that. And that's what I do now. Yeah, and then we'll see how I can improve. How far I can go, and we'll see. I will start my prep in middle of December for Arnold Classic, you know, my diet, and then we'll see how I look, and that's it.
Yes, we will. Team MD will be in Las Vegas this Saturday to catch the workout of Robert Pernica and the Big Bag Wolf and find out what kind of weight you're throwing around and what you're looking like, and welcome you officially with MD TV to the team. All I can say is welcome back and congratulations. That was a great performance you put on there in Las Vegas for the fans, including myself, that had written you off, and you are back from the brink of death and in contention for the 2011 Arnold Classic. Congrats.
Thank you very much, Sean.
All right, that's the German giant, half Russian, the Big Bad Wolf. We're going to take a commercial break, change gears. We're going to move into the Sacramento 202 Pro and bring on some of the challengers, including your reigning and defending light heavyweight national champion of 2010, B. Ray, Brandon Ray, right back after this commercial break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk. If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Tonight's
Your dioxide war is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Let's go, let's kick. Drive again. Come on now, let's kick it. Come on. Finish it.
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now. Finish it off.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys.
All right, we are on the countdown to the 2010 Sacramento Pro Championships, and they're bringing on the big boys, the 202 pounders. Last year, you had the open category, and Tony Freeman walked off with the first place, and Craig Richardson was in second. This time around, the big boys got the boot. They brought in the short guys, the 202 pounders, and we're going to start with one of the contenders, his first rookie pro show, where only a couple of short weeks ago, he wound up getting his pro card. Bring him on from Oaktown, Brandon Ray. Welcome to MD Radio, Brandon.
Thanks, big bro. What's up, everyone?
Dude, I want to say it's been a long and winding road, but technically it hasn't been a long and winding road for you, dude. I mean, you've only been on the scene a few years. You got you won the East Coast Tournament of Champions back in 2006, correct?
Yes.
You're the junior national light heavyweight champion of 2008?
07.
07
junior nets. Yep.
You got second place at the USA's, and was that in 2008?
That was in 08, yep.
And last year in 2009, where did you place at the Nationals? Were you fourth?
I got second at the USA's and fourth at the Nationals.
Yeah, so these guys, they think it just seems like you've been around because you just came on the scene so hot and heavy. You know, you got the sponsorship deal with MD, and you got out there with VPX, and you showed up at the USAs and the Nationals. You know, if you didn't do it like in the first time, second time, it seems like you've been around for a long time. But, dude, 4 years later, literally, you got your IFBB Pro card only a couple short weeks ago. How sweet was that?
It's a blessing. And, I always tell people that it is never a long time when you actually reach your goal.
Amen.
You know, and so I'm just extremely grateful for it, you know. And in the process, you know, I learned so much. And I feel that now versus, let's say, 08 if I were to turn pro, now I can actually do a pro show 2 weeks after I turn pro. So as in 08, I, you know, may not have been ready. I wouldn't have been ready.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, I was basically on a, you know, at Godspeed, and, you know, I just count my blessings for this, the long road.
Well, counting your blessings is going to take you into some very deep waters against some serious veterans in the form of Jose Raymond, Dan McQuay, Ricky Tricky Jackson. You're not in Kansas anymore, son. You finally got over the hump and got your pro card. It could be short-lived, that feeling of victory. You get up here with these veteran pros. What do you expect is going to happen this Saturday? I know you've sized these cats up. You told me a long time ago, dude, I can do this. These guys aren't all that much different than what I am. And, of course, the judges were in agreement with you out there in Atlanta. And now you're going to have your moment of opportunity. And it's not too far away from where you live out there in Oakland.
Exactly. Well, I kind of look at it. I mean, with me, I've always been competitive as a kid. And I grew up playing street ball. And in my parks, you know, in the parks around the city, around New York City, and, you know, like in northern Jersey. And, you know, in the parks, they will always have the court for the grown men and the court for the kids.
Uh-oh.
And when I was about 12 years old, I would look at the men and be like, you know what? I can hang with them. And the first time I went out there, I hit a guy with a crossover and broke his ankles. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm ready.
So that's at the stage
you gotta
for
jump out there, man, and just, you know, be confident in what you have.
Are you going to break some ankles this weekend? Are you telling me?
We'll see. We'll see. I totally respect, you know, these guys, the competition, and I know, you know, I have met a lot of them, and, I mean, there's so many guys I've talked to I admire. I really admire, for instance, like David Henry and Eduardo Correa. I'm not sure if I pronounced his name right.
Yep.
I think that guy's physique is just incredible, conditioning, balance, you know, Kevin English and Jose. So I definitely respect all those guys, and if anything, I feel that having this pro card is a privilege. It's not something I want to sit on the shelf or walk around with in my wallet and show people. You know, I actually want to use it, you know.
Well, there's a lot of guys waiting to, you know, get a little chomp at your taste of your victory and try to, like, make it a somber moment of celebration for you coming off the Nationals. Jose Raymond and Stan McQuay are on hold waiting. I'm sure they're chomping at the bit. They like nothing more than a little bit of fresh meat. So bring what you can bring, and we'll see what the old meets the new this Saturday, November 6th in Sacramento.
That's how it's supposed to be. You know, these guys are proven, and, you know, they have to hold down their turf.
All right. Well, it's going to get nasty out in Sacktown. Thanks for calling in, B-Ray. We'll find out how things go down this weekend, all right?
All right. Thanks a lot, bro.
All right. All the best. That's Brandon Ray, your light heavyweight NPC champion and newest IFBB professional bodybuilder, getting ready to put it all on the line against these next two coming up on the show. Big Jose Raymond coming by way of Massachusetts, the Massachusetts monster of muscle. Jose, welcome back to MD Radio.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Jose, you've been eating them up this year, man, and you've been very active on the 202 pro scene. Either one or two things are going to happen. You're going to come out here and shocking all these guys, or you're going to fall flat on your face. So which one's it going to be? Because that's a long stretch from your first pro show this year earlier, not to mention where you won the Tampa Pro and the Connecticut Pro, but the Olympia Showdown, and here you are going again. Are you greedy, or you feel like there's another victory in your future?
I feel like there's definitely another victory, and you know, I wasn't happy with my performance at the Olympia, and and I wanted to come out and end the year with a bang. And,
so did you diet? Like, have you been dieting? Like, as soon as the Olympia was over, you said, "Screw it, I'm going to Sacramento and get another victory."
Yeah, it took a couple of days. I actually went to Hawaii for a week, and I had a long talk with my mentor there, Chris Faldo.
Yep.
And, you know, he kind of said, go ahead and win that. So I trained with him for a week, kind of like...
You showing you my principles, my training principles from way back in the day?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was like hooking up with Rocky, hooking up with Apollo, you know? It was cool.
And, he's a dedicated bodybuilder, to be certain. Back in 1985, he won the lightweight teenage national championships, where I won the light, heavy, and overall, and Bob Schick won the heavyweight champ. So we go way back, and Chris is a solid bodybuilder. He's a multi-team universe winner, just like yourself. But this weekend, we're talking money. We're talking Olympia qualification. Is there anybody going to be standing in your way? This new kid, Brandon Ray, says he may have what it takes to stop you.
No, I think I've separated myself from these guys, and I'm going to go there to prove it. I love Brandon's physique, and I think he was amazing at the Nationals, and I think, without question, he'll qualify for the Olympia next weekend. But he's not gonna make a name off of me this weekend.
I love it, man. We're gonna have Team MD out there. Big Robbie Duran will be out there trying to get some video footage of you. And then you're coming to California. We're gonna get some photos with you with Per Bernal, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jose, bring it from Massachusetts. Do it for the Boston boys.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Sean.
All right, Jose, thanks for calling in. Getting ready this weekend, Sacramento Pro Championships. That's Jose Raymond. Shifting gears, we're going to bring it back down here to SoCal, all the way out to, I believe it's Van Nuys. Big Stan McQuay, welcome to MD Radio.
What's up?
West Coast, Burbank, where are you at, man? Ventura, the Valley, where are you at in SoCal?
Actually, I'm in the Valley now, yeah, Northridge.
Well, you heard these guys. I don't want to get you started and then cut you off into a commercial break. But Stan, real quick, you won the Jacksonville Pro a year ago out in Florida. This year, you came back and you served notice by taking the Detroit Motor City title and silencing all the boys out there in Detroit. And then you went on to the Mr. Olympia, where things didn't necessarily go as planned. I'm sure it was a little bit of trial and error. But yet, shortly thereafter, you decided to throw your hat into this arena. Knowing full well you could run into some more veterans like a Jose Raymond. What's happened since the Olympia showdown?
Well, I mean, literally since the Olympia showdown, I mean, I didn't really even have a day off. I was a little bitter about how I did. You know, I was disappointed with myself. So, like, I knew the SAC show was coming up, and I just wanted to hop right back on stage and get my qualification out of the way.
Well, and not to mention, you got another mouth to feed shortly coming in the year 2011 by way of Canada. How are things going with that?
Oh, it's great, man. We're 6 months pregnant right now. I'm having a boy.
Yeah, what's the name?
His name is going to be Kai.
Kai. Is there any significant meaning to that name, or you just pulled that out of your butt?
I've always liked the name Kai, and Kai in Japanese it means ocean, and he'll be born in February, which is an Aquarius, so it's a water sign. So it just kind of all flows together, you know?
If you want to go the whole trifecta, you need to have the water birth in the bathtub, too, or take her out to the ocean and just drop it.
There we go.
Well, Stan, I'm going to keep you on through the commercial break and come back just to find out a little bit more of what you have in store for not only Jose and Brandon Ray, the new pro, but also Ricky Tricky Jackson, who's got over 40 pro contests behind him already, a 40-plus-year-old bodybuilder who's consistently a top-three finisher. You got his number earlier. We're going to take a commercial break here and come back, and we're going to wrap things up with the promoter of the Sacramento Pro, as well as Stan McQuay, right here on Episode 84 at MD Radio. Take a commercial break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today. Where other companies fall short, VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com. natural supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with NovaTest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Drive it up! This guy is kicking! Drive! Again! Come on now, he's kicking! Come on! Finish it? Yeah!
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now! Finish it off!
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's Stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of Stealth can do. For more information, go to bbxsports.com. That's bbxsports.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the
truth and these other boys. All right, once again, like I said, we are only six short days away from daylight savings, where you turn your clock back an hour. That would be on Saturday night. You put it back, because literally Saturday night at midnight 01, right, Stan? 12:01 is actually November the 7th. That's when you want to put your clocks back an hour. And we're going to lose a little bit of daylight. But, Stan, you're not a night owl. You're busy doing the business of bodybuilding, training people, flying back and forth to Canada, making baby arrangements. As a matter of fact, making babies and
putting
up on these guys in the gym. And now you're about to step on stage once again to close out 2011. What do you hope to accomplish here? Like I said, there's going to be some new guys thrown in with some veterans. And your mettle is going to be tested here, man. This is not a contest that you can take lightly.
No, without a doubt. I was pretty surprised when I was checking back with the website and seeing the lineup. It actually made me happy. I like competing with the best, and I think it's going to make for a great show.
Well, making of a great show, tell me really quick in reflection, that Olympia lineup you stood up there, what went wrong and what are you correcting between that time and now?
It was a little tough doing that Detroit show a week before and then getting back into town on Monday and then flying right back up to Olympia. But, like you said earlier, it's trial and error. And, I've had plenty of time to make adjustments this last 4 or 5 weeks now. And I'm just going to basically do a combination of the physique I brought to Detroit with the conditioning I had at the Olympia night show.
Well, right on, man. So after this, I imagine you're going to take a long, well-deserved break. Wait for that baby to come in, Kai, and then restructure yourself for 2011. I know you don't want to put the carriage before the horses, but what can we expect from you coming 2011?
2011, I'm undecided as of right now. I mean, like I said, my son's going to be here in February, so he's going to come first and foremost, and we'll just kind of work around that.
Well, congratulations on that cover shot I saw you had on Iron Man magazine. I mean, no matter what, you find a way to find those cover shots, dude.
Thanks.
Hopefully we can get some pictures of you following this competition to share with the rest of the world in muscular development. I'll definitely give you a referral because Per Bernal is one of the best photographers on the planet. And I know that the guys over there in Sacramento are going to make sure the lighting is conducive to showcase physiques like yourself.
Right on.
All right, man, looking forward to good things this Saturday night, November the 6th in Sacramento. That's your boy, Stan McQuay, calling in from the Valley. Congratulations on the kid. We'll check back with you before the year's out, bro.
Thanks again for having me, Sean.
All right, man, that is a class act at Stan McQuay. He's one of the good guys. He was just a couple of years ago, he was sitting on the sidelines languishing due to the fact that there was no 202 division, and he didn't want to go out there and sell out against the Giants and change his physique. Stayed true to his goals, and he's been richly rewarded coming off a $5,000 victory out in Detroit this past September. Let's change gears and bring on the promoter of the Sacramento Pro, one half at least, and a judge and a veteran of the Iron Game from way back in the Spectrum Gym days, Big Ted Williamson. Welcome to MD Radio.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the plug for the show.
Yeah, no, it's all good, man. People like yourself, I love when promoters come on the scene and take on new challenges. I was one of those little guys back in the day that was longing for a competition such as the one you guys got coming up this weekend. This is something you didn't have to do because only a year ago you gave the big boys an opportunity and Tony Freeman a chance to get victory and some prize money, and now you're giving the little guys an opportunity as well. Don't you have a bikini competition with this
thing? Yeah, we have the pro bikini too.
Tell us a little bit about the details of what's going to happen this Saturday night.
Well, we're having the NPC show, and then we're having the IFBB Men Pro Under 202, which we have 18 competitors at this point in time. As one of them, you just heard Stan McQuay. And with Tricky Jackson and Jose Raymond doing the show, too, this should be a pretty good shootout on Saturday night.
No doubt. Where is this contest going to be held at?
I'm sorry?
Where's the competition held at again? The theater?
Press Theater, Sacramento.
Yeah, and then, so what's the format? What's the schedule? Are the girls going to go on before the men? I mean, how's the prejudging and finals work out?
It's kind of a mix. The prejudging will start with the NPC, the fitness figure bikini, and then we'll put the pro men on, then the pro bikini, and we'll go back to the NPC amateur.
Yeah, well, I actually like the facility. I was firewalled last year with my computer trying to do it live, but I was able to get back to the hotel and make all the necessary posts to keep all the fans updated on what was going down and how it was going down. What made you decide to go to the 202? Was it a matter of economics or just, a change of scenery for you guys?
It was part economics and part change. Economics dictate, what you can do and what you can't do.
Sure. Well, the little guys are the definite beneficiaries of, and of course, bikini. What can you say about that? I mean, I'm certainly not going to complain with that addition. Of course, the NPC athletes are elated that you're having that. Is this a national qualifier?
Yes.
Okay, so these guys that wind up getting the wins here, they'll automatically qualify for next year's USA's North America and the national championships?
Yes, they do, along with the Junior USA Junior Nationals.
Oh, right on. What's the website people can go to for final details for this Saturday night?
NPC SAC, S-A-C, show. So it's NPCSACshow.com.
Right on, Ted. I won't make it. I'll be at the microphone there in Las Vegas, but you know I'm there in spirit. Thank you for what you're doing for these guys out there up in Northern California, and much success this weekend.
Thank you. We just want to give them the chance, and they've got it.
Right on, and we'll follow up with the results on next week's show, episode number 85, right here at the same time, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific. Ted, thanks for calling in, taking time out of your day.
Thank you, Sean. Take care.
All right, that's one of the gentlemen of the sport and the husband of Sandy Rinaldi, our women's head judge, and there's some changes coming up in women's bodybuilding, as you all know, and next week's show, we're going to find out what those changes look like, try to get Ted's better half on here to give us a better explanation of what things are, of the changes going on in the world of women's bodybuilding. We heard there's a women's physique division coming up to complement the bikini figure and fitness. Not to mention, we're going to find out how we're going to start off the year, whether or not there's going to be this Flex Magazine bodybuilding contest slated for February, 2 weeks prior to the Arnold Classic. And, of course, we're going to delve more into the Masters Invitational in December of 2011 and find out what players are going to throw their hat into the arena and how much prize money will be at stake. Apparently, there's $100,000 right now for first, $50,000 for second, and $30,000 for third, but we've got to get some clarity on that. And I'll do my homework this week and come back and find out if we can get some of the guys that are interested in throwing their hat in there. Maybe we will see the return of Ronnie Coleman, possibly Kevin Lavrone, and see if we can't get Dennis James out of that short-lived retirement and up on that stage. For those interested in the Sean Ray comeback, it's still under contemplation. And with that, we've come to a close of episode number 84 right here on MD Radio. Look forward to the results from the Las Vegas Classic as well. We're going to bring back GU, our Pittsburgh liaison and NPC promoter, contest extraordinaire by way of Pittsburgh to bring us up with the ongoing business in the National Federation as well as the results from the Sacramento Pro Championships. With that, we do come to a close. I'm your host, Sean Ray. Happy November 1st.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.